Did you know that one in five people in the world today does not have access to fresh drinking water? That's why World Water Day, celebrated throughout the globe on March the 22nd, is in fact an important time to raise awareness and highlight the need for increased cooperation to ensure sustainable, efficient, and equitable management of scarce water resources. And the theme chosen for 2007 is in fact coping with water scarcity. Because according to the United Nations, by the year 2025, two-thirds of the world's population will live in countries affected by water scarcity. The World Water Day ceremony, hosted by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization here in Rome, saw the participation of Monsignor Renato Volante, the Vatican's permanent observer to FAO, who brought a message from Pope Benedict XVI.
Access to water is an inalienable right of all human beings. It's the basic condition to ensure the right to life, to food, to health. This is why water must not be treated as mere merchandise, and its use must be rational and fair.
I spoke to Jean-Marc Forez, Senior Water Resource Management Officer at FAO, about the event, but more especially about the problem.
Year after year, we celebrate World Water Day. I get the feeling that this year it's particularly poignant, what with all the alarm bells that have been going off regarding the course of climate change.
Well, climate change certainly adds burden to our water problem. We have several challenges in terms of water. We have to bring water to people everywhere. We have to cope with what we see as increasing scarcity of water everywhere because people are using more water. And climate change, yes, indeed, in many parts of the world can worsen the problem.
Now, in fact, as you were mentioning, the theme highlighted this year is coping with water scarcity. But it has been quite a few years that a UN report claimed that mankind's most serious challenge in the 21st century could be the lack of fresh water. How true is that proving?
Well, this is really our concern, and that's why we want to ring the alarm bell, because the water resources, they are renewable resources. Through rain, we receive water every year, but they are a finite resource because we don't receive an infinite amount of water. And those resources are being stretched because we need more water to drink, we need more water to produce food, we need more water for industrial production, etc. And as the population increases and development increases, the pressure on water resources increases also.
What are the main contributors to water scarcity?
Well, certainly agriculture plays a very important role because we considered that 70% of all freshwater use in the world on average comes from irrigated agriculture. And this is a major challenge for us at FAO, but for the whole world, because we all need food. And we know we'll have another 2 billion people coming in the forthcoming decades on the planet. So we really have to make sure that we promote an agriculture that is always more productive. In a few words, that we produce more with less water.
Is it the usual story that in the rich nations we use a lot of water and in the developing countries there's just not enough water to go around?
Questions of poverty are certainly very much linked to water scarcity, and you can just think of children in rural areas of poor countries having to carry water for kilometers to bring the little bit of water they need for their daily consumption. Therefore, there is a very strong linkage between poverty and problems of water scarcity at household level. Now, in terms of global figures, I would say water use is more dictated by climate, and it's in the arid and semi-arid areas that we have most need of water, in particular in agriculture, where rainfall is not sufficient to satisfy plants' water needs.
Is it in these areas that billions of people already do lack access to clean water?
Yes, I would like to make a distinction between access to the water you need for daily purposes, drinking water, domestic water, which is not so much in volume, but it's very important for life and livelihood. And that's really a question of infrastructure or an investment of policies at national levels to to really make sure that everybody has access to clean water. And then there is this problem of scarcity, what we call physical scarcity, where water is not enough anymore in the country, in the region, in the river basin to satisfy all the needs. So you have what we call physical and sometimes we call it economic water scarcity.
Do you have any idea of the scale of the problem? I mean, how many people are there, in fact, in the world who do not have access to water?
Access to water for domestic purposes, yeah. It's estimated at something above 1 billion people. Now, another major issue also is access to sanitation. You know how important sanitation is. And here we have more than 2 billion people who don't have access to satisfactory sanitation. This is really a very big percentage of the world's population.
Which, of course, leads to a whole lot of health problems, for
Extremely
example.
Extremely linked to health problem. We have shown a very strong linkage with diseases, and especially with children.
Now, in developed countries, water is largely taken for granted, isn't it? How important is it to raise awareness that this problem is a serious one?
Yes, it is taken for granted, and it has been taken for granted all over the world as water was plentiful. And now what we are seeing everywhere is that people start to understand the value of water, and I'm sure in most cities, even in developed countries, the water bill is increasing, and it's increasing in part because we take more care of the problem of treatment. You cannot just throw back your dirty water in the river anymore. You need to treat it, and it costs. It costs it to bring it to your tap, and it costs it to treat it after you have used it. And that definitely is being seen all over the world in rich and poor countries. We have to understand better that there is also a strong linkage with the environment.
The World Water Day ceremony is all very well, but does FAO have projects on the ground or projects it intends to implement to tackle the problem?
Yes, I would say first the ceremony in Rome is really the top of the iceberg, if I can say so. World Water Day is first a day to be celebrated everywhere, in every country, in schools, institutions, etc. And indeed, that's what is happening now. In FAO this year, we are the coordinator for the UN system of World Water Day, and therefore we have our own ceremony here. But as you said, ceremony is very good, but what's important is work on the ground. So this day is a day to raise awareness a little bit more than the other days of the year, but we have all year round projects on the ground at all levels, I would say. At level of the farmer, we need to give farmers the capacity, as I said, to grow food with less water, but to have also the water they need to sustain their livelihood. At country level, at national level, there is a whole issue of integrated water management, making sure that water allocation is for the benefit of the society as a whole, and there is a lot of work we do with the countries also in there. And then, of course, there are at international level, I think also of international river, countries sharing the same water, they need to talk together, they need to negotiate, and they need to make sure that they use this common resource in the most beneficial way.
Make it become an avenue of collaboration.
It is, indeed. And if you look at all the treaties you have on water around the world, mm-hmm. you can say that water scarcity leads more to collaboration than to war, as people sometimes say.
Has the Vatican, to your knowledge, been showing interest and participation in environment lately? And do you think it can make a difference?
We think that for such an important subject as water, where everybody is concerned, all the moral authorities have a role to play. And we see this in the case of Vatican, which join us in celebrating this day. We think it's very important that at all level we receive message that this issue is very important and requires everybody's action.
Mr. Fauré, finally, do you have a message for our listeners on this World Day of Water?
Yes, the message is so complicated, but it can boil down to something very simple. We all live on the same planet with the same limited resources. And it's our common duty to make sure that we manage those resources in a way that is sustainable and that future generations can enjoy the same way we have enjoyed so far.